considering Mahler Rasa's Spondylitis MAD-IMP and LAR-HA, you're dictating a psychiatric medication review follow-up appointment note on Mary Halvorsen, spelled as M-A-R-Y-H-A-L, V-O-R-S-E-N, case number is 200853, places NSO Life Choices, and evaluation code number is 1401, evaluator's ID number is 060040. This 54-year-old single unemployed Caucasian female is seen by me, accompanied by the staff from the program she is in, and reports that she continues with periods of agitation and physical aggression, and reportedly been responding to auditory hallucinations, and was assaulted to the staff, even though after the incident she goes back and says that she was sorry, that she claims that it is a voice that she hears from the from her deceased father, who she claims is trying to get back at the children because he was afraid that the children might harm him, and continues to be somewhat illogical and inappropriate, and tends to be circuitous and circumstantial, judgment and insight are rather poor, and no reported adverse effects on mental status examination. She is alert and verbal and appropriately dressed. Responded, interacted fairly, no overt aggressive or threatening behaviors, and no noted signs of side effects from the medication. And diagnosed depression, bipolar disorder mixed with psychosis, and treatment recommendation in view of the reported auditory hallucinations, increased SAFRIS to 10 milligrams, 1 in the morning, 1 at HS, continued Tofranil 25 milligrams, 3 at HS, and Lexapro 30 milligrams daily, all for a month supply, and added 1.5 milligrams, 1 BID, quantity 60, with no refill, and to return to see me in 4 weeks for review of medication and follow-up. Continue with present placement, supervision, monitoring, and individual therapy.